Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And it's one of those extra weeks in a month type of deal or whatever. How the fuck we can't get that in February for Black History Month? Well, you know, I digress on the least. But we get it in fucking October of all months, you know. The good old Mezcal month, which hasn't really been all that exciting. I've actually hated this month, to be honest. From a drink perspective on the show and from a personal work related as well too. You might not hear Cody in the background. That's because I'm recording this at a really different time than usual. I had a lot of shit to do this weekend because mainly this weekend was just catching up on things I haven't been able to do because I've been just so fucking busy. So, you know, my sister's birthday, my brother's birthday, but although he went to San Diego, so didn't have to really worry about him all that much. So, but I'm taking my sister to one of the most fanciest steakhouses in all of L.A., in Brentwood. So, you know, or in Westwood, sorry, not Brentwood. Baltaire. It's got a nice little classy on it. So, you know, since I was doing that, I just decided, instead of mezcal or making anything, I'm actually supposed to do cocktails or whatever, but Cody did a cocktail last week. I did one 2 weeks ago. I'm kind of just burnt out on the cocktail idea. I know we're doing that next month. I'm even thinking of switching that because March is right around the corner. And, like, I just don't feel like having back-to-back fucking cocktail months, to be honest, or whatever and shit. So soon to each other. So actually, I might even scrap next month as far as cocktail month and just go back to regular whiskey and fucking beer, to be honest. Especially with March going forward being the official cocktail month now. I think I've done enough goddamn cocktails as it is, and frankly, I just don't feel like it. So the theme of today is what I thought since I was going to a nice steakhouse in about, actually, another hour, so I need to go get ready. this is about to be a very short episode, but I thought the theme of today would be steak and whiskey. And I had a specific bottle just for that reasoning, too, there as well. Now, there is a steak and whiskey place in Hermosa Beach. Love that fucking place. I get the last drop. Steak is fucking phenomenal there. I had lunch there not too long ago. The burgers are fucking legit there. Dessert is fucking legit there, and the drink menu is fucking legit right there. They have the Willet 8-year-old bourbon that just came out. Nice and smooth, just how I like it. But today is a very special bottle I thought I would pull out. It is the Redwood Empire American Whiskey bottle that I got at Morton Steakhouse because I was invited to the 40th anniversary, I guess, celebration, if you will, for Morton Steakhouse. Yes, Morton Steakhouse has been around for 40 years. I don't know if they're anywhere in outside of California, to be honest. I don't think they are, but I haven't really looked it up. But I was invited to that, the one in Anaheim, which is by Disneyland, not too long ago. And they had these private barrel picks here from Morton Steakhouse. Got slapped a little sticker on there. It's got the 40th anniversary with the Morton Steakhouse in there, Redwood Empire. They teamed up with that American brand. And I was just excited as fuck to get this bottle. This is the reason why I got invited, too, was to do a tasting of this bottle here. I didn't try it when I had got there because I said, well, I want to get some other whiskey that you guys had. Because they had a whole whiskey flight there, too, as well. So I had got that as well. And so I just bought the bottle. Some people bought the bottle and some just did a flight there or whatever. I bought the bottle. I was like, I'll buy the bottle. I think I paid $60-$65, just like a store pick should be, you know, around there. It wasn't that bad. And the food was fucking delicious, you know. I mean, Morton's is obviously it's a chain store here in LA County, Orange County area here. But I got the lobster cocktail for an appetizer on the raw bar. Ooh, lobster cocktail. And then I did the Wagyu filet. Oh, the Wagyu filet. I had a Weller 12. And what did I have for? I'm trying to remember. I had something on the side. I had asparagus, jumbo grilled asparagus. Yeah, I had some jumbo grilled asparagus. And yeah, that was probably. I skipped dessert. I was fucking full. I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna make it back to Anaheim. That Wagyu filet, medium rare. Oh my god. Mm. I'm on a steak high right now. So once a month, I treat myself to a fancy steakhouse, if you will. Put on a nice suit, you know. Go like old school style, you know. Put on a nice suit. Go to a steakhouse. Actually, not even a suit, because I didn't go to Steak and Whiskey in a fucking suit. I went in shorts and a blue run T-shirt. So. But when I go to these nice ones like Voltaire tonight and stuff like that, I put on a nice suit, you know, I'll get the filet mignon or the ribeye, you know, little jumbo asparagus on the side, little nice glass of actually, you know, I take that back, because more nowadays, I've been doing more of the cognac at these steakhouses, but at Morton's, I did get the whiskey, so, and tonight, I plan on getting some more cognac, preferably the Hennessy Imperial. I am looking forward to trying that again. That shit is so fucking good. Oh. Oh, I wish I could have. Oh, man. I want a bottle so fucking bad. I mean, at this point, that bottle was like $3,000 now. It's shot up so much now. I think the original, or not the original price, but the price I saw like a year ago was like $1,000. I would fucking totally drop $1,000 on there right now. It is so fucking good. And the bottle is beautiful as hell, the packaging. I mean, that would be like an early Christmas present to myself or whatever. I would use my bonus to buy that bottle if it was $1,000 right now. $1,000 is ridiculous. $3,000 is even worse, though. So, if I get a shot to buy that for $1,000, I'm fucking swiping that card left and right on that bitch. I'd be like, tap, please. So, that's on the agenda for today. Just briefly want to talk about, well, not even briefly, just run down this real quick. Kanye West is a fucking idiot, so I just wanted to say that. And all these people that say, oh, I used to like Kanye West, let me tell you this right now, he was always a fucking idiot. Don't act like this is new. Like, this dude was the most arrogant fuck since he started or whatever, okay? Now he's just a dumb fuck. All right. Now he's out here asking black people, he's asking black businesses and black people to support him in his time of need. Nigga, fuck you, okay? Like, you could eat a dick. How about that? You thought you was Trump. You thought you can go out there and say whatever the fuck you wanted to say and have no consequences. Well, now you're reaping what you sow. And shout out to Adidas for doing what I said it would do. You make that comment like that, I dropped your ass right there. And then Adidas been around for a fucking long ass time, and they were doing just okay before you came along. And I'm sure they're gonna. By the way, your shit's ugly as fuck anyway. Whatever. Your clothes and your shoes and this is how I've always felt, whatever. When I saw his clothes, I don't own a pair of fucking Yeezys at all, whatever, because I think they're fucking ugly. I think their fucking design is just terrible. When I see people wearing them, I'm just like, I guess Kanye just infiltrated this hipster version of making people want to look like bums and shit. Because this is what he looks like when I see these fashion shows or get a glimpse of it when I see his clothing line or his fucking shoes. I go like, I guess people just like looking like bums or whatever. So, and they'll pay a lot of money to look like bums, which is crazy because LA, actually all of major cities around the world, they're having a homeless crisis right now, whatever. And it's like, people are willing to pay this much money for looking like a bum? Shit, you just drive down San Vicente or something like that, or go to Venice or Santa Monica or downtown LA. You ain't got to pay that much. You can live the life for all you want. Shit, pop up out of a box on Figueroa Street or something like that. But nonetheless, yeah, fuck that dude. I never liked this dude. I always thought he was an arrogant fuck. I remember when I saw that Jesus Walk song, I just looked at him and I was just like, oh, so he's a Christian arrogant fuck. Okay, so yeah, fuck this dude. Always talking about how he was a genius. Yeah, now you a broke dumb fuck now. So how about that? So yeah, fuck that dude. I look, hey people, I can't fuck with him no more. You shouldn't have been fucking with him in the first place. And you know what? Stop with this mental health bullshit neither. Hey, mental health my ass. But there's actually people out there with legit mental health issues, whatever. This motherfucker ain't one of them. He's just an egotistical asshole looking for fucking attention. That's all. He's an egotistical asshole who said some stupid shit, and now he's reaping what he sows. So, black people, don't give him a fucking dime. Because where the fuck was he at when you guys were struggling and you couldn't pay bills and shit like that when COVID had hit? Where the fuck was he at? I want to know this. Yeah, that's what I thought. He ain't helping you with your fucking bills, so don't help him with his fucking bills. He made himself rich. Well, he can make himself rich again, motherfucker, okay? There's an old saying in the black community when it comes to old black men and shit like that. We don't give a damn what it is, whatever, but we ain't gonna let nothing come between us and our paper. You could work for the most racist white dude ever. You'll smile and shake his fucking hand if he paying your bills and shit like that. Be like, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can pay my bill. But when he leaves the room, he'd be like, he fuck you, cracker ass cracker. And next you know, you shaking his hand right back. Kanye stuck his own foot in his mouth and he reaping what he sows. So fuck that dude. I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of people have been bringing that shit up. And I've heard it brought up to me. And I see a lot of his fucking blind supporters and shit like that supporting this man, talking about there's no freedom of speech or whatever. Yeah, there is. I'm so sick of fucking hearing that too, by the way. Freedom of speech. You're about to make me go on a rant right now. Motherfucker, you don't even know what the three branches of government is, let alone fucking free speech. So shut the fuck up, please, okay? Freedom of speech. I am so sick of that goddamn phrase now. If there's anything that needs to be changed, change that shit, please. Yeah, you have freedom of speech. I also got freedom of speech to take your fucking money away when I feel like it. How about that, then? Freedom of speech. Kanye West. If you don't know why I ran it, Kanye West said some anti-Semitic shit or whatever and stuff, and it was pretty fucking stupid of him. I don't even know why he said it or what. And then he doubled down on it, and he tried to give some bullshit-ass apology because he started losing money and shit. And then he tried to call out Adidas and talking about, like, I dare them that they won't take my shit away or whatever. Yeah, and they took that shit away 24 hours later, so. There's an old saying, too. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. That motherfucker ate the hands. Served them up on a plate and fed them to the whole family. The kids was over there looking like, ooh, finger foods. So, you reap what you sow. And I don't want to hear no more about mental health or this motherfucker needs help or whatever, anything like that. Yeah, he needs a publicist to tell him to shut the fuck up. That's what he needs. Need no fucking mental. Ain't nothing wrong with his fucking mental health. He's just a stupid, arrogant fuck, okay? Anyway, now that I got that out of my system, fucking Lakers. Jesus Christ, man. Lord have mercy. We are 0-5. I heard some people saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Shit. Shit. You must not be a Laker fan then, because I played sports a long time, well, in my grade schooling, I went to one of the best fucking sports schools ever. You know, I'm from Compton. I went to Dominguez High. There was high expectations every fucking night. We didn't even have a freshman or sophomore team. If you thought you was good, the only teams you could make it on as a freshman, you either made JV or varsity. If you didn't make fucking varsity, chances are you just ain't that good then, and you're probably not gonna get any better. So, I watched this game we just lost, and at this point, it's just like, man, the Lakers are so bad, they make watching basketball more of a fucking chore, and just not fucking fun at all. And you know what's crazy about it is, the Dodgers just fucking choked hard. That's one of my teams right there. And yet, I don't feel the sense of not wanting to watch baseball. The 49ers, they lost against the Rams earlier this year to go to the Super Bowl. And as terrible as that loss was, whatever, because we kind of had that one, to be honest, they don't not make me want to watch football or whatever. But there's something about when the fucking Lakers lose, it sucks the goddamn soul out of you till you just like, why do I even bother watching this fucking team? Maybe it's because the expectations of it is like it should be higher than this. But also, too, you just kind of predicted this is where it's going to go. And I already knew where it was going to go because Russell Westbrook is still in the fucking team. And even though he didn't fucking play the last game and we just played like shit in general, you just kind of look at it and just go like, I'm not seeing any there. And I tell you what, another coach about to lose his fucking job or whatever because that brother's stressing the fuck out right now. But I'm just watching and going like, I don't know why I keep having expectations on this. Maybe because when the Niners lost earlier against the Rams, I was saying, we have the Rams numbers, but they're going to beat us one of these times. And I guess that was just their time. And plus, I didn't even think the 49ers should have been in the playoffs that far or that deep into the playoffs anyway. So I just had no expectations. Here I'm looking at the Lakers. I guess I have expectations. Because we just won a fucking championship 2 years ago, and we look like the worst. Actually, we don't look like the worst. We are the worst team in the fucking West right now. So, yes, we don't even look. So, yeah, we're the worst fucking team in the West right now. And where the Niners look at it, it's like they're not the worst team. They're like in the middle of the upper middle, too. You know, they're like middle class folk. And right now, they got a really good fucking squad. So, I just have no expectation. But I look at the Lakers and I just go like, we just won a championship 2 years ago. And we look horrible. I mean, I guess the same could be said for the Rams. I mean, they won a championship this year, and they look fucking terrible this year. So, I mean, I guess the Dodgers won a championship, what was it, last year? And it's not that they look bad. They just fucking, they're like just high-quality choke artists. So, I mean, if you, nobody chokes more than them. They don't know how to swallow for shit. They got the fat, the meat, and the bone all in their mouth, and they choking on that shit. I got to give them credit, though. They not spitters. Because spitters are quitters. They choke. They don't even fit down their esophagus. But they will find a way to shove that motherfucker down there. And they choke hard. Little sex references for everyone out there today on this nice little Halloween Eve. Yeah, so, fucking Lakers. At this point, I don't even know I'm more interested in watching other teams play now. I love watching Golden State play. I love watching Giannis play. I like watching a lot of other people play. I do not like watching AD play. Because the only thing I can think of, all right, what crazy-ass fall is he going to take this time, whatever. Just get rid of his ass, please. Just trade him. LeBron likes him and sticks up for him too much, though. You know, LeBron is like the biggest positive and negative for the team. He's positive in the sense that, I mean, the dude plays really fucking well. Although he's jacking up threes like fucking crazy. Him and Pat Bev, I don't know what the fuck he think he is. He's like 3-point shooter of the year or something like that. He need to stop. You are not this all-around great shooter, so don't even attempt it. I love it, too, because everybody's all positive about Patrick Beverly except for me, and I was just sitting here just going like, I don't know what the fuck y'all expected from Patrick Beverly. Like, he is not a game changer. As much as you want to add to it. And it's, oh, he's a great defender or whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. We could use defense or whatever. But, like, it ain't like Patrick Beverly was, like, top defender of the year either as well. I mean, he's just a good defender. In, like, the top 15 or some shit like that. I mean, probably not even that, to be honest. Now that I think about it. I really just don't think he's anything of additional value, to be honest. Not for this team, at least. And it shows, too. God, I don't even know what to say about them, so fuck them right now, I guess, you know. It's another season wasted here, I guess. Anyway, though, let's talk about some whiskey. Let's talk about some steak a little bit. I plan on getting this, I forgot what they call it, but they give you three different types of filet mignon. Ooh, Voltaire tonight. Different styles and stuff like that. Different type of dressings on top. I plan on getting that. I plan on getting some jumbo asparagus. Got to get your green vegetables in, kids. And I plan on getting me some Hennessy Imperial. So it's going to be a damn good night tonight, people. I'm about to come back stuffed and full. Upload this episode. Actually, I'm going to do that right now because I want to get this over with. But for right now, let's talk Morton's. Morton's Steakhouse. They have a few in L.A., one in Anaheim by Disneyland, like I said. If you're in a good steak and seafood too as well. And I would say, you know, they're reasonably priced. Everybody, I'll tell you what, when it comes to like eating, Yoon will spend a shitload of money on eating. Boy likes to eat. When I go eating now, I spend I guess always, but I spend a shit ton of money on eating. And I hear people say, oh, it's pretty pricey there, whatever. I'm like, you're going to spend it on anything else, so, I mean, you might as well spend it on food. I mean, what brings more joy than that? But you can get some good shit there, like this steak's between $60 to $80. You ain't got to get the tomahawk, although I was going to go to this one place that has a tomahawk for a pretty fucking good price. And unfortunately, they're fucking closed on today. So I was like, that is a motherfucker right there. Because that tomahawk was fucking thick, too. So, but nonetheless, I'll try to go there next month then when I venture out for my red month eating or my steak eating day. Let's pop this bad boy open now. I've done enough talking. Oh, that comes off so smooth and easy, too. You already fucked up, though. Not Morton's, but Redwood Empire. I wish you would have used a synthetic cork, because this thing looks fragile as shit. It looks fragile. But I do like that you filled this bottle up all the way to the fucking top right here. Look at that. It left a lot of residue in my bottle. A lot of fucking residue there. Man. Man, I'm going to try to clean that up. Ugh. Ugh, I hate that shit. This is why I prefer synthetic corks. Ugh, man. God. Damn, I hate fucking... Alright, just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. That was a perfect fucking pour, too, by the way. No spillage or nothing. Damn, look at that. Fuck, man, I hate this goddamn residue. So... This was aged for about, let me see. So I think it was four or five years. Let's see. It says select lots of 11, 5, and 4-year-old bourbon blended with 3 and 2-year-old rye. Ultra smooth with unrivaled complexity and character. Ooh, I got batch number one because this is the first time I ever did this. Too. Barrel aged in Sonoma County, California. 45% alcohol right there. Read the age at least 2 years. So this is, I knew it was pretty young. I was like, I know it was that young. I thought it was at least fucking 4 or 5. Man. And I think when I got the bottle, I thought it was 3 years, but it's 2 years right there, man. Bottled by Grayton Distilling Company in Grattan, California, we established Redwood Empire with a commitment to craft distinctive whiskey inspired by the rugged landscape of our Northern California home. In celebration of Morton's 40th anniversary, this bottling of our first batch of rye and bourbon whiskeys includes select barrels of house-distilled rye. Our proprietary... Proprietary blend was aged in New American Oak with a portion rested in wine barrels to create an ultra-smooth American whiskey with notes of... caramel and vanilla. Damn. I mean, I don't think you needed to put that because mostly all whiskey has caramel and vanilla in it, so that's kind of redundant. But whatever, you know. Oh, god damn, you smell that shit. That shit smells good. Oh, man, yeah, that fucking... Okay, now I probably see why they put that caramel. That caramel just fucking suits up your damn nostrils right there. I love on one side it's all caramel, and the other side it's like straight alcohol percentage right there. Not as oaky as I thought it would, but... I thought it would be like a little hint of oak in there, but I don't smell that. And it smells really young, too. Oh, yeah, that smells really young. The alcohol is starting to just blend in well here. Got some... I'm going for a sip here. Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck was that? Ah, see? The fucking cork left some particles left over in my fucking drink here. This is why I do not like fucking... Damn it. It's ruining my fucking drink here. I'm trying to get it out. Oh, there we go. I got it. Fuck you, bitch. People are saying, you dropped the F word a lot on this episode. Okay. Okay. Ooh, my mouth is dry, I'm not gonna lie. Haven't had any water in a little bit, and talking for a little bit here. Ooh, it's really dry, but that just like refreshed it right there. Lots of honey notes on that palate right there. This is all palate, really no finish. there is, it starts to become a finish, but then it just stops. It like hits the tip of the esophagus and it just doesn't flow through. So a small length, a little bit of heat right there. The heat is all, it just like all combust right there at the tip of the esophagus. And then you just get like this small back pour of it. I taste a lot of the vanilla and honey on the palate there. Like nutmeg too as well. Like roasted oats. Oof, that finish is like just not. It just tastes really young. Yeah, 2 years. This tastes like it's been aged for 2 years. So really fucking good though. I gotta say, for a young. I would say I'd pay the right price for this too. I mean, I would go $40, but I mean, they're celebrating a 40th anniversary and it's a batch one, so I mean, 60s, whatever. I actually saw someone selling their bottle too, and they wanted like $100 and something. I was just like, you can go fuck yourself about that. Wow, this tastes really young. This is probably one of the, yeah, this is probably the youngest whiskey I've had in, actually on this show. A lot of the younger whiskeys I had, maybe it might have been like 5 years. But so this might be the youngest I've ever had. And I will say this, I'm not a fan of younger whiskey, aged whiskey. But this is not fucking bad, actually. I could easily sip this as an everyday pour. I don't know if I would have this with my steak. Because I like something with a little bit more texture, a little character profile. And I think this is kind of lacking in it. I think what you see is what you get. It's incredibly smooth, though. It's incredibly clean. I think there's a lot more positives than there is negatives on this. But nothing mind-blowing. I'm not blowing my mind to the point where I'm saying you got to try this or anything like that. I think if someone came over and they were interested in it and they saw the bottle sitting there, I'd be like, what's that? I'd be like, hey, let me get you a pour real quick then. I'd be more than happy to share with it. And I think you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's nice. But you wouldn't be blown away by this, so. It's very sweet on the palate, too. It's got that honey, roasted oats flavor. A lot of caramel. Oh, man. Very light, too. There's a little bit of baking spice there, but not enough to, like, burn or overthrow the sweetness of the honey. And then, like I said, once it touches the tip of the esophagus there, it kind of just, like, combusts to where you feel the heat. But then when it goes down to the finish there, you don't really get anything. It's like a small wave pattern there. Nothing. I like this. I like this a lot, actually. Man, this is one of those that, like, I feel like sitting on the porch, just having a pour, playing some chess, just relaxing, chilling. Yeah, I like this a lot. You know what? I was gonna drop a 2.5. I'm gonna drop a 3 on this. Yeah, I'm being a little friendly today and nice or whatever. I'm dropping a 3 on this. This is actually, although I don't think it's like all that. And look, not every goddamn whiskey needs to be complex or anything like that. I don't think it's all that complex and anything. I see what you get. It's nice and refreshing though, and it tastes good. This is a good everyday pour. It's doing the one thing I don't like. It doesn't have a finish, but I mean, it was aged for 2 fucking years. What do you expect out of that? What 2-year-old whiskey do you know has fucking medium length, a long finish? I mean, I'm sure there's one out there if it's a higher proof or something like that, but this is literally 45% alcohol ABV level and it's aged for 2 years, so I wasn't expecting anything as far as strong or anything goes. I think it's a solid everyday pour. It kind of goes in lengths of like, I'm trying to think of something. I'm trying to think of something I do every almost like an everyday pour, but I'm not really. Oh, well, no, because I think Colonel Tuttle's small batch tastes better. So I think small batch tastes really good, but I use that as an everyday pour. I drink that small batch like crazy. So nowadays, but one of those bottles over there is like half a bottle right now. But no, this is the Colonel Taylor's tastes way fucking better than this. This is really good, though. It's refreshing. It's got the nice citrus honey flavor there as well, too. It's not too potent either when it comes to the bacon spice. Bacon spice is very limited there. It doesn't really, like, knock you in the head or knock you in the face as much stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to drop a 3 on this. I enjoy it a lot. I actually do want to come drink some more of this. This is a perfect video game pour right here. So, yeah, I'm dropping a 3 on this. I'm rushing through this because I got to get the fuck up out of here now. I need to go change clothes and shit. Apologies for the... Actually, I don't need to fucking apologize. This is a bonus episode. So, yeah, shit, we gave you everything this month. So, yeah, it's a fucking bonus episode. I know people probably saying, oh, and it's still Mescal month, whatever. Yeah, fuck Mescal. This Mescal month sucks. So, yeah, I had to get back to my roots, you know. Mescal month fucking sucked this year, and I didn't want to fucking get any more Mescal. Well, actually, I guess I do have a bottle of Mescal sitting over there that I haven't tried or whatever. But still, after last week, I fucking fucked Mescal right now. So, that's your Halloween edition of the last drop here. You get a fucking steak and whiskey show. We talking about some meats. You got some meat on meat, baby. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So when you in the bedroom and you all alone because nobody wants to hang out with you this Halloween and you ain't got no kids to take trick-or-treating and you getting some meat on meat, you know? I want you to think of this episode. Might be the name of this episode, Meat on Meat. No, that's... provocative. Anyway, though, yeah, I'm dropping a 3 on this next week. I'll probably text Cody. I don't want to fucking do cocktails bad that close or whatever, because I already did some this fucking month, and I'm tired of doing them. So we might just do back in original whiskey and beer, especially since we're not doing another whiskey and beer for very long time. Shit, might not be till next summer, if I'm not mistaken, but gotta look at the calendar again. With that said, though, folks, have a safe and happy Halloween. Please be safe out there. You know, here in Long Beach, every year it's always some wild shit. Car, drunk drivers running over fucking people or shootings or whatever the fuck it may be. Kids now getting drugs instead of candy and stuff like that. You know, so have a safe and happy Halloween. Please be safe out there is all I can ask for. And if you fucking drinking, please don't fucking drive, okay? I don't give a damn if you only had 3, 2, or even fucking 1. Now, don't fucking drink and drive. Please be responsible. The last thing I need to see on the news is more kids that were ran over this Halloween. So with that said, people, I'm out of here. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same. And glasses will never be dry.